Will God provide? That's the title and that's the topic of today's Daily Dose Devotion. So look, as we finish out 1 year and then we move into the next, it's important to remember and to acknowledge that God provides. As we look back this past year, we can see God's provision in and through the hard times and in and through the good times. And as we look forward into 2022, we can know that God will provide. Jehovah Jireh, that's actually one of the many different names of God found in the Old Testament. And it means the Lord will provide. It's found in Genesis 22:14. It's the name memorialized by Abraham when God provided that ram to be sacrificed in the place of his son Isaac. So let's take a moment and let's remember how God provides for his people. And I want to encourage you during this time, even right now, to allow yourself to be reminded of how God has provided for you. Look at Exodus. We're going to be in Exodus. Chapter 16 in the book of Exodus. God's people, they were hungry, but God provides. God provided the manna and the quail. Exodus 16:4 said this, "Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you." Did you know that God is the same today? God provides for his people, for his children, for you, for me. God provides. And look now, let's go to the next chapter of Exodus. In Exodus chapter 17, God's people were thirsty. But what happened? God provides. The Lord instructed Moses in Exodus 17:6. He said, "Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." God provided water from a rock in order to quench the thirst of his beloved people. Even when the Israelites, they were lacking faith, but God still provides. And I want to remind us, when we're thirsty, whether it's thirsty for water, or how about this, thirsty for his presence, thirsty for his touch, thirsty and desperate just to hear his voice. I'm going to tell you, God provides. He comes through. Also in Exodus chapter 17, God's people were attacked by an enemy, but God defeated the enemy. He defeated the Amalekites because God provides. He provides the victory. Did you see God strike down the enemy in your life this past year? I mean, if you're like me and like most of us, there were attacks that happened. There were things that occurred. But have you seen the enemy held back, held at bay? Has the enemy taken you out? No, he hasn't. Remember that it is God who provides the victory. And it is God who is your defender, a very present help in your time of need. Now, let's look at Exodus chapter 18. God's people were getting tired. Been there, right? God's people were getting tired. But again, God provides. God provided Moses with the help that he needed in order to accomplish the task that he was called to. And here it is in Exodus 18:18. Scripture says that you and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. And then in verse 21, it says, "But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens." God provided help. And who did God bring alongside? He brought others. I want to ask you, who did God bring alongside you this past year to hold you up, to help you out, to walk with you through some heavy times maybe even, right? God provides. And he will supply all of your needs, and he's going to use others, even into this next year, as a means of his grace to provide for you. Now, Exodus chapter 19, God's people were once again lacking something. They were lacking faith, but God provides. This is amazing. God showed his people his presence, allowed them to hear his voice at Mount Sinai so that they would have the faith to follow Moses. Verse 17 says, "Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. That's Exodus 19, verses 17 through 19. Finally, verse 20. One more example of how God provides. God's people needed direction. And so what happened? God showed up and he provided the direction that they needed. How? Well, God provided the Ten Commandments. God wrote his law, his truth, his precepts on tablets of stone and gave them to his people so that his people could in turn write his truth on their hearts and thus love God and enjoy him rightly. And God has given us, he's given you his word of truth, the Bible. And as you seek him in his word, you will find him and he will direct your paths. And remember that his word is powerful and it will not return void in your life. So I want to encourage you, enjoy launching into this new year by launching deeper into the word of God. And on our journey from 2021 into 2022, God will provide. Remember what he says in 2 Peter 1:3. He says that God has given us all we need for life and godliness. It's amazing how God pours out his glorious riches on us, his children. He says, ask and it will be given to you. Again, God provides. So may you move into this new year thankful and recognizing the provision of the Lord in 2021, and may you find and be filled with hope and confidence that God still provides and he will provide going into 2022. After all, he provided us with his Son. And in him, we have all we need. Be blessed and be filled with hope. God is providing.